Morning Watch, Day 4, The Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 9. Reading the Book of Proverbs with a praying spirit, so that it will render us nuggets and gems to strengthen our life of pursuing Christ for the fulfillment of God's economy. Related verses, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Ephesians 6:17-18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this, in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Ephesians 5:18-19. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord. Ephesians 3:17-19. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Romans 8:4-6. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who are according to the flesh mind the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Suggested reading. When we come to the Bible to contact God, we should not only read, but pray read the Word. No matter who we are, as long as we read the Bible without praying, we are reading by the old man. To read the Bible without praying is to contact the Word by the old man. The genuine reading of the Bible by the new man can never be separated from praying. The term pray reading has been in use for less than 30 years. This does not mean, however, that before we invented this term, there was no such thing as pray reading. Many saints have practiced the pray reading of the Word without using this expression to describe what they were doing. A number of seeking Christians have pointed out that the best way to read the Bible is to read it prayerfully. I have read certain books which said that we should read the Bible in a prayerful way. To read the Word prayerfully, actually, is to pray read the Word. I can testify that long before we began to speak of pray reading, it was my practice to read the Word with prayer. For example, I remember reading John 3:16 and praying, O God, thank you. You love the world so much. O God, my Father, you love me so much that you gave your Son, the only begotten, to me. I had the feeling that I had touched God and that he had touched me. Through my prayer, John 3:16 became spirit and life to me. My burden in these messages on Proverbs is to help you touch the Word of God by your new man, by exercising your spirit to pray read. Pray reading changes the Bible from letters to spirit and life. Apart from pray reading, the book of Proverbs is merely a collection of Proverbs. But when we pray read Proverbs, our pray reading causes all the Proverbs to become words of spirit and life to us. Ephesians 6:17-18 unveils the matter of pray reading and our invention of the term prayer reading was based on these verses. Ephesians 6:17 and 18 tells us to receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit. Here we see that we should receive the Word of God not merely by exercising our mind to understand, but by means of all prayer and petition, praying by exercising our spirit. Prayer is general, petition is particular. We receive the word by reading. However, to receive or read without praying is altogether a matter in the mind. Along with our reading, we must pray. When we pray read the word by exercising our spirit, the word in black and white immediately becomes the spirit. In this way, the spirit and the word are one. When we read, it is a word. When we pray with the exercise of our spirit, the word becomes spirit and life. Whenever we come to the word, we must pray. And we should pray not merely with the mind, but with the spirit. The Bible is God's breathing. God is breathing out himself as the word. This means that the Bible is God's exhaling. The exhaling of God in the Bible is waiting for us to inhale. When we read any verse and pray, this praying becomes our inhaling of God's breath. By this, the word becomes spirit and life to us in our experience. If this is not our situation, then even in our reading of the Bible, we are not in the new man, but are still in the old man.